Last week, we prayed through God's promise that Jesus is coming again soon. And you'd think that that was the end. But friend, that is only the beginning. Because once Jesus returns, God promises to once again dwell with us. Welcome back to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita Chuchu, and today we are wrapping up our season of resting in the promises of God. And as I already said, we're praying through God's promise to once again dwell with us. I don't know if you've ever done a study in scripture of this theme. I'll share some passages that you might want to study more and pray through at the end of this episode, but this is going to be an incredible time of prayer, and I am so glad that you're here with me today. So as we begin, take a deep breath and quiet your heart as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. So let's begin by reciting God's goodness. Oh Lord God, what a great and precious promise you have given us here, that you will actually live with us and walk among us. I just think of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and your presence coming in the coolness of the night. What an incredible gift, your proximity, your generosity. Oh, it's too wonderful to even comprehend. You promised this in the coming of Christ Jesus here on earth, Emmanuel, God with us. You have made a way so that we will someday be with you forever. So take a moment now to reflect on this promise, to praise God for the gift of his presence that he is promising to every person who belongs to him. So let's continue now by expressing our neediness. The precious Jesus, when I think of the disciples walking with you and talking with you all those 3 years, just seeing you face to face and hearing your laughter and experiencing your physical touch, Jesus, there is such a deep longing in my heart for those things too. And yet, the attractions of this world, they keep me from being wholeheartedly focused on that return, on that precious promise of the future that you have prepared for your children. So God, we come humbly and confess that we have divided hearts. God, would you bind our wandering hearts to you? God, would you remind us of this glorious inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus, that you will once again dwell with us and that we will be with you, that we will be yours and you will be ours, and that that is the glorious, beautiful future that awaits us. God, awaken us from slumber. Shake us out of apathy. Ignite in us a passion, an excitement, anticipation to see you face to face. May you become what is most precious to us on all this earth. So take time now to confess to God the state of your own heart. If you are apathetic about a future with him, tell him about that and ask him to stir in your heart a desire and an affection, an anticipation of the day when you will finally see him face to face, of the future that we have, when we will dwell with God and God himself will be with us and be our God. Now I invite you to seek God's stillness. Just sit quietly with the Lord. What does he want to say to you? And is there anything else that you want to say to him? Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. Oh Lord God, you are altogether faithful and trustworthy. You are who you say you are, and you will do what you said you will do. And God, we praise you that the inheritance that you have promised us can never perish, will never spoil, will never fade. That inheritance is being kept in heaven for us. It is your own presence, God. It is the gift of finally being with you as you have created us to be. Lord Jesus, we praise you that you have gone ahead to prepare a place for us so that where you are, we may also be. And God, thank you that you are shielding us by your power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. God, we are waiting. We are eager. We are expectant. And we say with the Spirit and the Bride, come, Lord Jesus, come. Until then, God, empower us to represent you to a dying world. Help us to be salt and light, that people might see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven and come to place their trust in you so that they will join us on that beautiful, glorious day when we finally see you face to face, when you, God, will dwell with us in your eternal kingdom. So as you end this time of prayer, declare your confidence in God's faithfulness, that he will complete the work that he started, that Jesus is coming back, that God himself will dwell with us. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of One Thing Alone Ministries, helping you enjoy Jesus through creative Bible habits. This episode, and really this whole season of the Prayers of Rest podcast, has been made possible by the generous support of our Patreon prayer partners. Every month, listeners just like you give anywhere from $3 to $30 to spread the good news of Jesus to over 100 countries around the world. And every month we gather together for a live prayer call where we can see each other and pray together, and it's a longer time that we can pray. And I wanted to offer to you those texts for further prayer and study if you want to dig deeper into God's promise to once again dwell with us. Those are posted in our Patreon community, but also you can pray through John chapter 1, verses 10 to 14, Revelation 21, verses 1 to 6, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. There's several more. You'll find those in our Patreon group. If you'd like to join us, you can go to prayersofrest.com and hit the support us button to get started. And as we wrap up, I just want to thank Angie and Robert Elkins for editing this episode and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener, for sharing this podcast with your friends, and for joining me here week after week for prayers of rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest for your soul in God's loving presence.